Good evening. You're listening to Radio Zapatista. Chiapas no se olvida. We're here today with Jessica, Daniel, Sari, Siler, and myself, Patricia. And today we have a show that focuses around communication and alternative media. We're going to start off with reminding you about the Encuentro Digna Rabia that's happening this month, and moving on to give examples about how governments try to repress alternative media in Mexico, and bringing it back home to listen how an organization here in the Bay Area resists these attacks.
But before we get into that, we wanted to give an update of the situation in Chiapas. There have been a couple of communiques released by Zapatista municipalities, the Juntas de Buen Gobierno, or good government councils. From the Junta de Morelia, in the community of Chuchumil, there's the sort of the culmination of a conflict that's been going on since last March that's ended in the OFDIC trying to kidnap one of the compañeros from that community. This happened on December 2nd, and from the Junta de Oventic, in the community of Las Maravillas, on the 7th of December, there was another confrontation between the OFDIC and the compañeros from that community in terms that revolved around the people from the OFDIC trying to force them to help collaborate on building a building that didn't belong to them. So you can get more information about this stuff from the Enlace Zapatista website, which is enlacezapatista.org.mx. So we wanted to keep that in mind before we got into the show about communication. We're going to go to a quick music break, and we'll be back talking about Digna Rabia in the context of communication.
Yeah. Magnetism. Climb to the climax. Check the way my rhyme acts. Rhyme intelligence of a million IMAX. Burn off your eyelash. Cause if you blink once or think twice, it's too late. This rhyme carrier crushes time barriers and rocks your state at the very same moment. Disregarding the laws of physics. You got balls? Terrific. That's my cause to kick it. Although beats like these are in they self reason enough to be clutching a pen and pad. Mad hard. Never easing it up till you're releasing the stuff. Burning toxic acid. Hypnotic gases. Hypnotizing the masses. Moving the
masses. Okay, last month we brought you a show that talked about encuentros and how everything has taken track with the Zapatistas and all the encounters that they have had in the last couple of years. We also want to just remind you that you are invited to attend the encuentro that they're hosting this 26th through 29th of December in Mexico City. And moving on to the Caracola Joventic for the New Year's celebration, and then coming back to San Cristobal de las Casas to finalize the whole series. We want to remind you this because it's very important. It is an outlet for us to come together and get to learn of each other's struggles. And part of this is the other communication. Part of this other communication is the alternative media that we have throughout the world, and how it's going to take place during this festive of Digna Rabia. And one way that we want to share of how this is going to take place is through our compañeros, who we've mentioned in various occasions in our show, is the compañeros from Regeneración Radio.
One of the forms that the Digna Rabia Festival will take is there will be puestos, or like stands, set up in Mexico City. And all the different collectives that have been invited to participate in the event will be able to sort of present on the stuff that they're doing, share their luchas, share their struggles. So in that sense, it's very much like some of the other encuentros that have happened in the past. And some of our compañeros in the alternative media, from below to the left, the Zapatista alternative media, a collective called Regeneración Radio, who are based in Mexico City, and who we've reported on in the past, are going to be setting up a live radio station from their puesto in Mexico City, and they're going to be broadcasting live the documentaries or audio clips that people send them from all over the world. So in that sense, they're trying to connect with all these like audio or communication collectives from all over the world that are, you know, trying to produce information about local struggles and get the word out and share the kind of work that they're doing.
So they invite people to upload their audios to regeneracionradio.org. That's www.regeneracionradio.org. You can upload a 3, 5, or 7 minute audio onto their website on the following topics. The 25th anniversary of the EDLN or the 15th of the initiation or their uprising, the 5 years of the good government councils, the 3 years of the other campaign or the sixth international, political prisoners, the other countryside, the other city, the other communication, the other art and culture, the other politics, other social movement, and so on. So please, if you have anything to share, please upload it to their website.
And later on the show, you're going to hear one of the audios we produced speaking to the theme of the other art and culture. But before that, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back with some news on the war on alternative media in Mexico. And following that will be the audio.
War on alternative media is what we're talking about now. We've seen repression happen in Oaxaca with the uprising of the Apo. We talked about Doña Berta last week, who had a special role in the Radio Universidad, and we've seen different examples. One example this year too, just to remember, on the 10th of July, about 50 agents from the Federal Agency of Investigations of Mexico actually went and closed down what was known as La Voz del Agua y La Voz Indígena from a community of Nodá in Guerrero, where they stopped the broadcasting of indigenous people in their communities in Guerrero. So on Thursday, July 10th, agents from the Federal Agency of Investigation entered the offices of Radio Nomta in attempt to shut down the local radio station. La Voz del Agua is an independent station that broadcasts without official permission from Xochitlahuaca in the Montaña region of Northeast Guerrero and hosts local and cultural programs in both the native language of Nomta and Spanish. The station has been operating since 2002 and has previously received threats of a shutdown by the AFI. At midday on July 10th, the FII, along with agents from the Secretary of Communication and Transport and the Ministerial Police, arrived at Radio Nomta with an order to shut down the station and seize their broadcast equipment. Members of the station, along with the individuals from the community, protested the action and put enough pressure on the agents that within a few hours they had left the community without seizing any of the equipment. However, they were able to disconnect much of the equipment, leaving the radio unable to broadcast.
In another case, this month, on the 2nd of November, Radio Diversidad in Paso del Macho, Veracruz, Mexico, a community radio station was also dismantled by the current government. And it was a local government that for the last 11 months had continually pressured, threatened, and blocked the efforts of this medium of communication. So on December 2nd, a group of supposed federal agents wearing masks violently entered the building of Tu Voz en la Radio, or Your Voice on the Radio. The group had been receiving threats for 6 months regarding this raid. The six aggressors took the station's transmitting equipment and openly threatened the people there. The effectiveness of community radios is seen as a threat by governments and local interests, since they frequently surface the corruption, incompetence, and indifference of the authorities' intentions towards the community. These small radios strengthen community and push forth autonomy by expanding a collective voice against oppression. The local municipal president of Paso del Macho, who's part of the PRD, never liked the content being broadcasted from 94.5 FM. That is why he continued efforts to get rid of the station. The young people who ran the station continued transmitting, although they were continually harassed, they continued transmitting because of the community support they were receiving. One person from the community commented that the reason the PRD didn't like the station was because was because it let the people voice their discontent with the lack of public works and continued abuse from the authorities. Other radio stations that have been dismantled by the state in this last year alone include La Voz que Rompe el Silencio from San Juan Copala, Oaxaca, La Palabra del Agua in Guerrero, which Patti just spoke about. And so the information from Radio Diversidad was from La Jornada, which printed a story by Gloria Muñoz, and thanks to her work for this story.
It's also important to remember that, I mean, this is a really clear example of something that also happens in Chiapas, that the PRD municipal presidents are repressing sort of alternative grassroots from below and to the left organizations or collectives, or, you know, in the case of Chiapas, Zapatista communities. So this is another one of these topics that lets us remember that, you know, even in sort of the kind of places where you have supposedly left, center-left or left-wing political parties in control, they're not necessarily representing the interests of the progressive community or even sort of the people from below and to the left.
So in light of all the things we've been talking about tonight, the kind of war on communication, the war on alternative media, I think it kind of shows us the importance of alternative media to share our stories, to share our struggles, and just to get the word out about kind of how we're organizing and what we're doing to envision a new world and how to change this world. Without communication, I think a lot of this information we shared with you tonight wouldn't be heard. And I think it's very important that we keep up the struggle to kind of fight for alternative media outputs and keep it going. I think that's why we're announcing the festival this December, and also kind of why we're here in the first place with Radio Zapatista, just to update you on what's going on in Chiapas and kind of what's going on in the world, to continue the struggle for justice and humanity and, in the end, freedom. But to bring it back to the local, we've kind of talked about the international level, but to bring it back to local and talk about how people have been resisting here locally, there's a segment coming up around an actual artist, a political artist in the Bay Area, and actually based in Oakland, she's focused her work around answering the question, how can we use art, explicitly the visual format of art, to regenerate culture, to tell stories of underrepresented communities, and to kind of begin to self-determine our own realities. So the first part of the interview with Fabiana Rodriguez talks about kind of answering the question. She's part of an organization called Tumis, and Tumis was answering that question of exploring these means to, again, regenerate culture and kind of telling our own stories. And they work with all sorts of underrepresented communities, from the Black community to the queer community to the Latino community. And specifically, they're trying to use art to get these community stories out there into the media, which we all know is kind of dominated by the white culture, dominated by white males, if you may. The second part of the interview goes into the role that the Zapatistas have actually influenced their work and the political practice of the Zapatismo, how that has actually influenced how they organize themselves as a collective and organize themselves and how they envision a new world through the means of art. And the last part, kind of why we put this segment in the radio, is to kind of look at what is the other art. The festival this December, as Patti has stated in the beginning of this segment, has 8 themes, and one of the themes is Otra Arte. And Fabiana begins to answer that question of, okay, in the U.S., in our own local front, the Bay Area, what does the other art look like? And she defines that in a way that I think invites the listeners to kind of begin to imagine how the role of art can kind of create a new reality and how it can create encounter for folks specifically within underrepresented communities such as the Fruitvale, where her office in Tumis is located. ¶¶
My name is Fabiana Rodriguez, and I'm a co-founder of Tumi's Design, based in Oakland, and also of the Taller Tupac Amaru, also based in Oakland. And really, our work is centered around using design, arts, and communications as a way to really promote values around equality, justice. We work with communities who are working with immigrants, for example, women, queer folks, indigenous folks. So our role at Tumi's and at the Taller Tupac Amaru is to really look how art and design and even technology can be used as a way to promote the messages and ideals that we're fighting for. So we came together, myself and a group of other Chicanos, including like Jesus Barraza, Jose López, Marco Palma, Eshimi Ashiro. We really, actually even since UC Berkeley, we began organizing with when the ethnic studies strikes happened, and that's when students were organizing in 1999 to fight for ethnic studies at the college level. And that's when we really came together and we started understanding that we were very computer literate. We really needed to have, we needed to learn how to use the tools that we had so that we could produce our own media. The reason we did this is because it was around sustainability and because we needed to have a space, number one, a space where we could collaborate with each other under our own rules. Now, in the context of, you know, Zapatismo has taught us a lot, because for one thing that really inspired us in the mid-90s when the Zapatistas really were kind of beginning to appear in the media and in a lot of, you know, websites, the use of really even manipulating the media so that the media can work in our favor. And one important thing is, you know, whether you're indigenous or whether you're black or whether, you know, you're queer or you're disabled even, the media, we're very invisible in the media, and a lot of the messages that we get are very, they disempower us as people. And so we very much studied how it was that the Zapatistas used the element of theater, if you will, you know, because the whole thing around covering your face, because as an indigenous person, you were invisible. And so the way you became visible was by covering your face and by becoming part of a larger body or a larger group of people, and then demanding, you know, your rights. That's something that we learned from. And how do we get the attention of the media? Through direct action or through doing things like theater or visual graphics? And how also do we offer an alternative to what it is that we're living in? And the Zapatistas did that very well. They talked about what it was they were demanding, and that became part of their practice of building new communities. And in the same way we do that here, you know, we run collectively, and we also try to run in a way that's very environmentally conscious. We're all people of color. We constantly are looking at ways of putting women of color at the center, and we look at ways of how do we learn the tools that we need to really have progress in our communities. Because the other thing is, many things are, you know, brought to us. I mean, especially in the technology world, which is overwhelmingly white, mm-hmm. Even dominated by white males. Why is it important for us to learn all of these techniques and tools so that we can become self-determined? And, you know, self-determination is something Zapatistas are fighting for.
Just like down in Afghanistan and in Iraq, it's a part of their plan of world domination. Control the land, its resources, and set up corporations. So if there wasn't oil in the Middle East, would there be a reason for war, a reason to declare peace? Would the Israelis be able to occupy the Bethlehem Street?
So the other art, you know, the Western concept of art is something that's very much individualistic, something that people work on themselves, that has a really high value associated with it. And I think the other art is the art that we make to offer another picture of where we want to go. And sometimes that doesn't have to be a painting. It usually is something more like a print. It's something that we produce in multiples with very low cost, whether that be silk screening or linoleum block printing, or even doing things online, you know, short videos, doing things with music. Those are the kind of areas we explore. And because we don't have this association with valuing one thing and valuing one piece that might cost, you know, $10,000, $20,000 in a gallery, we remove the kind of profit motive from that, and we make something instead that's going to be have a very practical application. So whether it might be something that's put up all over a community, right? So say we're doing something on water and our right to access water, clean water, or we're doing something around evictions, or we may be doing something around immigration and the unjust laws that exist in the United States. The purpose is to educate and to empower and not to create something that's going to exist in a very elite institution. And so that's the other side, I think, of that's the other kind of art. We actually are working in a really long continuum. I mean, the TGP, the Taller de Vasco Popular, was working in that. Carlos Cortez with the International Workers, Workers of the World, you know, Paris 1968, all the students who use silk screening as a tool for organizing, that's kind of what we're following. And people can get more information about our work by visiting our websites. I'm going to give you three websites. The first one is tumis.com. That's T-U-M-I-S.com. The second one is dignidadrebelde.com, and that's the website of my partners in art, Jesus Barras and Melanie Cervantes, dignidadrebelde.com. The third one is my own website, fabiana.com, and that's spelled F as in Frank, A, V as in Victor, I-A-N-N-A, F-A-V-I-A-N-N-A.com.
Your cause of mass hysteria in all areas. They're all carriers of false information. All barriers to true emancipation. It's scarier when you're aware how they're connected to corporations. It's the media causing mass hysteria in all areas. They're all carriers of false information. All barriers to true emancipation. It's scarier when you're aware how they're connected to corporations.
So now we see five kind of don't want us dropping mental bombs. At time one, they don't want us spreading the news on every corner. AT&T don't want you to know who we be. At Walt Disney, they making the masses dizzy. News North, we know your view on war with the poor. And Clear Channel wants all our shows canceled.
We're back. This is Radio Zapatista, and we got a couple of announcements tonight. SF Pop Watch will have an event Friday, December 19th from 6:30 to 9. And it's going to be held at Station 40 Collective Space on 16th Street in SF near the Mission BART. Also, there'll be a South Central Farms rally on Saturday, December 13th from 12 to 3 at the Forever 21 Superstore at 35 North DeLacy Avenue in Pasadena. So tonight, going on right now, La Peña Immigration Series presents Nicolás Valdez and María Ibarra, Mi Bandera es la Tierra, a poetic journey through a seasonal landscape of vivid dreams and nightmares. And going on in LA, tomorrow will be the first annual Los Angeles Anarchist Book Fair, going on from 11 to 9 p.m. tomorrow at the Southern California Library at 6120 South Vermont Avenue in Los Angeles, California. And for more information on that, go to www.anarchistbookfair.com.
This has been Radio Zapatista, Chiapas No Se Olvida. We will be here next month. Have a happy new year. Good night.
Kill. Let's go. Hands up, chief. Take it easy. All right, you. No need to shoot me, officer. I was told.